Good morning. Hope that got you up and moving. It is a Thursday morning, and we are in day 9 of Challenge 2016. And could this be the last day, Chris Vandercook?
Well,
I don't know.
Let's hope so.
I think a lot of people are hoping so, but that'll happen if we keep those phones nice and busy. We've already been told that we have to average at least $15,000 per hour on both streams for it to happen. And, you know, miracles can be done.
Sure.
Let's hope for that one. Meanwhile, we've got some good conversation to keep you with us this morning. Now, you know, for 3 years, a coalition of groups concerned about seniors has tried to convince lawmakers to pass the Caregiver Advise, Record, and Enable Act. The measure allows the patient an opportunity to designate a caregiver who could participate in discharge planning and instruction for care after release from a hospital. The CARE Act, as it's usually known, has been amended a few times, and this session, the coalition has been urging House members to accept the second draft from the Senate. To do that, the coalition, which includes AARP, was out at the Capitol yesterday. Barbara Kim Stanton is the state director for AARP Hawaii, and she's in our studio now.
Oh, aloha, Beth Ann.
Good morning. Good to see you.
Wonderful to be here.
For 3 years, we have been watching this bill move in different directions. But when it initially started, it was one of the first on the block. Now we see many other jurisdictions that have very similar legislation to this. What's taken so long?
You know, that has been a mystery to us because Hawaii's caregivers need the information on how to care for their loved ones once they're discharged from the hospitals. But I think that there are a lot of I think the basic concern is the hospitals thought that they did it already and that it would cost a lot of money and that they just didn't want a law telling them what to do. And they said, we don't have a problem. But that turned out not to be the case. We heard from thousands of people who said they didn't get the needed instructions.
In recent times, we've heard that the hospitals are publicly on board with this. And that would seem to suggest that you have a better chance this time around than others. The difference, though, between the House version of the bill and the current Senate version of the bill is exactly what?
Well, the thing is, they're very similar. I would say they were 99% similar. The thing is, the Senate's version is clearer, and it corrected the defective date that the House had. The House had a defective date
2070.
Of 2070. And the Senate has the correct date of 2017. So we said, you know, let's not go into conference over something this manini. Just pass the bill already and don't get it thrown into conference. It really should not be delayed another day.
Yesterday, when you and the other organizations were walking through the Capitol and trying to talk to House members to make that point, did you walk away with the sense that that was understood or that this is going to have to go to conference after all?
I think they said that the House tends to do a blanket, put everything that they disagree about in the Senate into conference. And we pointed out, you know, we're really talking about a date. And so it really should be pulled out of that group of conference bills. Because once you get a bill into conference, anything can happen.
Which is part of what we've seen historically happen. But with this one in particular, you seem to be making the case that with so many other bills to be talked about in conference, that this one is not a necessity, certainly not from your perspective. At this point now, though, because it's going to be voted on today, people don't have a whole lot of time to be able to let their lawmakers know how they feel.
Well, you know, there's still time. We always say there's time. So what we're asking people to do is, because the vote is today, to call the legislative hotline, the AARP legislative hotline, and by putting in their zip code, they will be connected directly to their House representative. And so if they call toll-free 1-844-281-7533, they'll be connected. And they should tell their legislator, we want the CARE Act passed and not go to have the Senate draft accepted and not have it go to conference.
That number probably went by pretty quickly, so I'm sure we can put that up on our Facebook page in case you want to see it and do what Barbara Kim Stanton is suggesting. But as we're now kind of coming down to the wire with this, just to be really clear, this is not mandating behavior from the hospital. It's offering the opportunity to do what they have been saying that they've been doing all along, which is to make sure that a patient has appropriate instructions, can choose a caregiver, can include that caregiver in the giving of instructions for post-hospital care.
That's absolutely right. It gives the caregiver the option to receive the instructions and to be contacted in advance of discharge or transfer to another facility. And so it recognizes that the caregiver is an important part of patient-centered care. So, yes, you know, this is something that is common sense, and we just need everybody to realize that although some hospitals do it, not everybody, in fact, in the same hospital will do it.
So that would seem to be something logistical, like a checklist.
Something like that. Sometimes you just have, sometimes people, we know people, hospital personnel are busy, but just think of what happens to the caregiver when they're at home and they have 100% responsibility. We say, just have a reminder, have it in your procedures. Have I contacted the designated caregiver and said, do you want to be included in understanding how to care and understand the discharge instructions?
But isn't this in the hospital's own best interest, too, so they don't have to have someone come back to the hospital and then potentially cost them more money and having to keep them there?
Yes, because the most recent numbers we had in 2013, it cost the hospitals $239 million in Hawaii due to potentially unavoidable or preventable readmissions. And so $239 million, I mean, if you can reduce readmissions because the caregiver is able to give better care to the to their loved ones, it's a win-win. The hospitals would be able to reduce readmissions, bring down costs, and the stress of the caregivers is reduced, and the patient gets better care.
Which increases chances for that patient to be successful and happy and healthier.
Right. And they'll also know what symptoms to look for if it turns out that the patient is getting worse. The caregiver will know what to do and what to look out for.
Well, we'll see what happens later on today. Thank you so much for coming in to being with us this morning.
Well, we appreciate it. And again, we hope everybody calls the number that I think will be on your website.
Yeah, usually with people driving and going pretty quickly, it's hard for them to write it down. So we'll put that up on the Facebook page, Hawaii Conversation, if you want to get a look at it and take action. Barbara Kim Stanton is the state director of AARP Hawaii. The CARE Act is before lawmakers in the House later today.